Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
Who dat? Who dat?
All right, everybody, we got breaking news. Jameis Winston signed his contract, Andrew, and it's official. He's playing for free. Jameis Winston is going to play for free for the Saints in 2020.
Are you sure he's not paying them?
He might be. He said it's like going to, he said it's like going to college, and when you go to college, you got to pay for it, right? So, like, I mean, it's a one-year deal for $1.1 million and $148,000 signing bonus. Like, the Saints gave UDFAs almost as much guarantees as they gave Winston. Like, this contract is ridiculously low. Like, I think it's even low. You said the Saints probably made him a ridiculous offer, lowballed him, and he said yes. Is this even lower than you imagined it would be?
Yeah, it's lower, but way lower. Yeah, I can't believe he took that. And it starts to make way more sense why the Saints signed him. I mean, you know, they needed a third string quarterback. Most no name third string quarterbacks would have cost more than that. Like, I think even like Trevor Siemian probably would have wanted $2 million or $3 million a year. So to get a guy that just made $46 million over the last 5 years. To get him for $1 million I can't believe it. I'm shocked. Now, I will say this. So I've kind of changed my tune on Jameis Winston a little bit, and I've done some research, and what I realized was that, you know, he's kind of made a commitment to change. He got LASIK surgery. He says his vision's a lot better now. He recently got married. So, you know, a lot of times when people start a family, that they kind of get in a singular focus. I mean, we saw with Ben Roethlisberger where he had a lot of trouble off the field, and, you know, he got married, had kids, and kind of straightened his life out. So similar off the field stuff, you know, with Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. So, and then, you know, on top of that, he went vegan. That's the other thing I just learned, is that over the last 3-4 months, his body composition, he's gotten a lot leaner because he's gone vegan. And so
if he takes up tennis, will you like want him to be this future of the Saints?
Well, it's not so much that. It's that, like, man, I'm getting sick of the Saints fixing quarterbacks for other people. So, like, if Jameis is going to be awesome on the other side of this, and the Saints aren't going to benefit from it because he's going to be helping make some other team better, like Teddy's going to do this year for Carolina. I mean, at what point do we stop doing other teams favors here?
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, the Saints are doing other teams favors, but like, I would argue that Teddy Bridgewater is beneficial for everybody, right? Like, it worked out great. Like, the Saints got exactly what they wanted out of him. He had to start for 5 weeks and he didn't lose any starts. Now you can argue, hey, it wasn't him or whatever. They got exactly what they wanted out of him. But I do think your point is valid. But here's a more interesting question, and you know, we joked at the top, hey, he's playing for free, it's like he's going to college. But my question to you is, hypothetically, what would Winston have to do to move the Saints off of the Taysom Hill gets first crack at it in 2021 when Drew retires? Like, what would Winston have to do for the Saints to be like, yeah, Taysom, look, come in my office. Look, I know we told you that, like, you were going to get a crack at it in 2021, and, like, we paid you the two-year deal, but, like, it's changed. Like, we're going with Jameis. Like, what would he have to do to move them off of that?
Man, honestly, I don't know that there's much he can do. I mean, he can light it up in practice, light it up in preseason, but if Taysom does those things too, I don't really think it changes much. So for me, I tend to think it has more to do with Taysom, man. Like, I actually think the path for him, I mean, he's going to have to look awesome. He's going to have to light it up. But I think it's more Taysom is going to have to look like shit. Like, I think for Jameis to have a true shot, I think what would have to happen is Breeze would have to go down. Taysom would become the full-time starting quarterback, flop. You know, so let's say the Saints kind of go 0-3. He's playing like shit. And then Jameis comes in and tears it up. Then I think it has to be that in combination. It can't just be Winston being awesome. Because at this point, I feel like the Saints are too far down the line committing to Taysom.
Yeah, they'd have to. You're right. They'd have to see something in Taysom where they would be like, "Hey, Taysom, it's cool. We're not gonna get rid of you. Like, we'll pay you what we promised you in 2021 because you're still Taysom and you can be awesome doing your thing." But yeah. Like, you,
because like when I look at this contract, it changes my perspective because Winston isn't in the building because they love Winston. He's in the building because he took a dog shit offer.
Do you think – I wonder if, like, the Saints went to him or, like, he reached out to the Saints and was like, hey, like, I don't have any jobs. Like, would y'all be cool if I just came out and hung out for a year?
I mean, I'm sure the Saints reached out in the sense they knew they needed a third quarterback. You know, we've talked about the dynamic and why on game day, if Taysom's going to do Taysom stuff, they have to have another quarterback on the roster. So they knew that was a need, and – you know, the longer guys like Cam Newton and Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco stay available, I mean, those are big names. Why not? You know, they don't have jobs. The draft is coming and they're still unemployed. So at some point you're like, hey, we have a great quarterback room.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Great situation. You can learn. You know, we don't have any money to give you because we're all tapped out. Our cap resources are done. But, like, if you'll take – if you'll basically work for minimum wage, then – and that's what he's doing. He's working for NFL minimum wage. It's shocking.
And I would say this. Of any possible quarterback that the Saints could have signed, like, they couldn't have done better than Winston. Like, Flacco's not better than Winston. People were arguing that in my mentions because a lot of it's off-field Winston. Look, we know Winston's off-field stuff is kind of icky, his past. But, like, as far as on-the-field stuff, like, Flacco and Winston are not in the same fucking stratosphere. Like, I don't – like, Joe Flacco, his Super Bowl was 8 years ago. He's a broken person. You can argue Cam Newton is broken physically, right? So
– yeah, no, totally. Jameis Winston is 26 years old. He has a major turnover problem, but he has committed himself to health. He's lost a lot of weight. He's fixed his eyes. I mean, he's trying. He just got married. It looks like he's trying. This is another – I mean – now, granted, he doesn't have a job and he didn't have offers, or at least nothing appealing that was a no-brainer to take in terms of being a starter elsewhere.
I don't know.
Pittsburgh,
I could argue. I think I could argue Pittsburgh was potentially a really good he could look at that as a potentially a good landing spot because Roethlisberger is old and he is breaking down, and Roethlisberger is not as committed to his body keeping it in tip-top shape as Breeze and Brady are. He's just not. Like, look at him, right? So you could make an argument that, like, going to Pittsburgh, you could bet on Big Ben's going to get hurt.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And
he was offered more money there too. And there's no one in between Roethlisberger and him, whereas in New Orleans you've got Taysom Hill. You know, so yeah, it's a good point. It's pretty clear based on the money that he's set his ego aside. He's humbled himself. He's trying. So I'm impressed by that. And your comment about his past is kind of icky. That's putting it mildly.
Yes, I mean, it is.
His past is
bad.
Awful. Yeah, it's he's a disgusting person based on his past. But I'm seeing signs that maybe he's changing, and I know his teammates in Tampa liked him. So again, I'm shocked that he took that money, and why not have him on the team? What do you stand to lose? It's kind of how I feel about now that it's clear that they still value Taysom Hill over him, and that he's basically coming to the Saints to be a third string that's getting super low status, low man on the totem pole, which they can quickly eject from, by the way, if he's a knucklehead. So I don't view this as any different from taking a flyer on any other player, where it's just minimum salary. Come in. If you impress us, great. It's awesome value for the team. If you don't live up to any hype, then it's no skin off our back because we made no investment.
I mean, they gave him a $150,000 signing bonus. And for regular people, you know, we're like, ooh, $150,000. But that probably won't even cover his house rental for a year in New Orleans. You know, like, it's nothing. And look, like
You know what that is? You know what that is, Ralph? It's $30,000 more than what they gave Calvin Throckmorton. That's what that is.
They gave the Throckman almost as much as they gave Winston. I love it. You know, and here's the thing with Winston. It's not inconceivable that the Saints are great again in 2020, right? And they are 12-3 and locked into the number two seed in the NFC, or they're 13-2 and they're the number one seed, right? So they're resting everybody. And the thing is, if they're resting everybody week 16, week 17, that means they're going to rest. They're going to rest Taysom, because if they're 13-2, I'm going to guess that Taysom Hill is heavily involved in what they're doing, and they're not going to risk him in a meaningless game, right? So Winston would get to start. And Andrew, it's not inconceivable to me, because of Winston's physical skills, if he plays in a meaningless Week 17 game and lights it up, teams would be like, hey, Jameis, here's $80 million. Sean Payton fixed you. And to me, that is a completely within the realm of possibility. Hell, Teddy Bridgewater got $60 million. Why wouldn't Winston get more? Because he's got a better physical skill set and a higher ceiling, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think if he should – I mean, look, if it worked for Matt Flynn – it's definitely going to work for Jameis Winston, because he's actually been in the league and won games before. You know, he turnovers are a problem, but if he has one good start, that would be enough for other teams. If I'm Jameis Winston, now another thing I'll throw out there, you're rooting for Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, obviously you're a Saint, so you don't want the Panthers to beat the Saints, but you want to see Teddy Bridgewater light shit up in Carolina, because if he does that, then it gives more credence to this Harvard Business School of quarterbacking that the New Orleans Saints are. And working with Sean Payton and working with Drew Brees fixes people, and it makes you more prepared for your next destination. So, you know, that's the one thing that didn't really work out that great for Chase Daniel. He never really, and part of that's talent, I think, but, you know, Chase Daniel had a lot of opportunities after New Orleans, and you know, a lot, he was even in some training camp battles where it was 50-50 on whether he was going to win the quarterback starting job or not. And he lost in Kansas City. He lost in Philadelphia. So, you know, I think part of it is talent with him. But I think, you know, the one thing that some of these guys have to get past is maybe this line of thinking, which has been true of Saints receivers, which is that you look great in New Orleans because you're around Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and the minute you get away from them, it doesn't translate to the next organization. Yeah, you know, that's kind of been the write-up on a lot of these playmakers for the Saints. And so, again, if I'm Jameis, I want Teddy to look awesome, because that will tell teams, holy shit, they fixed Teddy. What is Jameis going to look like on the other side of this?
Yeah, and the great thing about it is, if Jameis Winston signs a big contract with the team next year, it adds and goes into the comp pick formula. We don't know if the Saints will lose as many guys next year as they did this year. And, you know, every year was different. Every year is different in the Saints. Their history is they don't get comp picks because they sign more guys than they lose. But Jameis Winston gets a 4-year, $80 million deal, goes into the comp pick pile. So basically, this is a no-lose situation. But I was just stunned. he's working.
If the Saints are gonna fix him, though, Can I please just, can he please go to a non-NFC South team?
Yeah. Like if they, you know, if they fixed him and like Tom Brady fell off a cliff and retired and he went back to Tampa, that would suck ass.
I don't think he would go back to Tampa, but like if Matt Ryan retired and he went to the Falcons or, well, yeah, I guess, I mean, if Teddy was terrible and then Carolina took him, wouldn't that be something? But no, I think what's not to like about this is kind of where I'm starting to land, because I don't really see, unless he continues to show that he's completely changed, that he's a good human being, that he's a good fit. I mean, unless everything goes perfect, even then, I don't think he's the Saints quarterback in 2021. But no. If things go perfect, and let's say things go south for Taysom Hill, and it's just like, why not, you know? Then why not learn more about him for a year, see if he's changed? And because we know the talent level's there, and you know, if it's not gonna go like that, then he's gonna be gone in a year, and the Saints will be $1 million poorer. And look, if disaster strikes where he actually has to play, having a guy at that talent level for $1 million that's forced into a situation where he has to play because Taysom's not right and Breeze is hurt, that's about as good of a situation as you can ask for.
The Raiders are paying Mariota $7 million guaranteed. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and I'll
end on this. He's worth at least that. At least.
Yeah, at least. And I'll end on this. There is something about a guy being self-aware enough to say, I'm going to go and study under Sean Payton and Drew Brees for a year. And he admitted, he's like, look, I'm going to miss starting and playing, but I think this is a really good opportunity for me to learn and grow. And I think to be that introspective is interesting, and we'll see how it goes. But I just wanted to do a podcast because Jameis Winston working for free and the Saints being able to have the cachet, Andrew, to pull this off and get guys to work for minimum wage, it's a hell of a thing. It really is.
Yeah, so, looking forward to seeing how everything goes. Hey, man, apparently he's getting number two, so he's got big shoes to fill with Aaron.
Oh, Lewis. My God. Oh, he's going to be number two. Oh, can I break out my Aaron Brooks jersey and scratch it off and put Jameis on it? So, guys, this podcast was free, but you should support us. Sign up, $10 a month, access to everything, and you get the crew, the Taysom Cup, which is spectacular. Guys, it's been great. We will see you again tomorrow.